Todo lo que en teoría no debería estar en una vacuna es estéril y con un control de calidad adecuado, ¿no? Recientemente también hemos detectado una serie de objetos de tipo poligonal, ¿no? Que expertos en bio-nanotecnología han propuesto que esos son nanosensores o nanorouters que corresponderían a un sistema de comunicación inalámbrica tal y como está descrito en la literatura científica.
A discovery that closes the circle of this enormous puzzle. The images from Campra's microscope speak for themselves.
No ha sido una vacuna que solucione una pandemia, sino al contrario, se ha creado una pandemia para poder colocar esta vacuna. Es lo que más preocupa. Realmente había una intencionalidad de conseguir inocular a toda la población y para ello hacía falta crear estas condiciones. Una pandemia que la gente creyera que había realmente una solución y que la solución estaba únicamente en esa vacuna que era el objetivo final.
Imagine a world where we can do computation inside living cells.
In this project, we're trying to use DNA as a programmable material.
DNA is highly programmable, just like a computer. And we can program a whole range of complex behaviors using DNA molecules.
When I embarked on this project, I never imagined that I would get this far. Now it is much easier to understand why a man who makes computers presents himself to us as the one who knows the most about pandemics. Bill Gates predicts nothing. He knows what is going to happen.
Depuis 12 ans, 13 ans, il vous explique qu'il y a trop de population sur Terre. Et le même type veut vous vacciner. Et le même type a investi dans Moderna. Et le même type achète les tests PCR. Allô? Ben, je sais pas, ça devrait réveiller les gens, quoi. Wake up!
Behind him, there are a series of bankers and technocrats who carry the world agenda. Who, in addition to knowing what is going to happen, have fun shoving it in our face before things happen. This is The Economist magazine, owned by the Rothschild and Agnelli banking family. The cover is from 2019, many months before the declaration of a pandemic. In it, tattoos with a DNA symbol can be seen, a mobile phone with a QR code, facial recognition symbols, stalks with children marked with a barcode. One of the four horsemen of the apocalypse is masked. And finally, the image of a pangolin.
I didn't know what it was, a pangolin, in January 2019. Dans un journal de banquier en janvier 2019, tous les symboles de la pandémie étaient là.
These elites have devised how they want the human being of the 21st century to be, and they believe they have the power to carry out their plans without asking us. It is transhumanism by force.
we think of the Internet of Bodies as this collection of all these devices, as well as all the data that the devices are gathering about you.
Biological knowledge multiplied by computing power multiplied by data equals the ability to hack humans.
The human race is at a critical point.
To get here, they had to buy the media, scientific publications, pharmaceutical laboratories, supranational organizations.
La guerra es por quien domina esas instituciones. Y esta es la Tercera Guerra Mundial.
With money, they have bought the will of politicians, associations, scientists, organizations.
La gente tiene que pensar, ¿por qué voy a creer lo que me dicen en un documental si hay gente en televisión que tiene muchos doctorados diciendo lo contrario? No digo que los que hablan en televisión no sepan. Lo que estoy diciendo es que no dicen la verdad.
They created a test that doesn't diagnose anything to instill panic in the population.
With the swine flu, this was only selling drugs. And they found out that with a pandemic threat, you could do many things.
The flu has been called COVID. The flu cannot suddenly go away.
No hay un argumento lógico, no hay un razonamiento científico que justifique por qué la mascarilla está deteniendo la gripe este año, que andamos por los 12 casos en toda España, y no está deteniendo el coronavirus.
An injection that doesn't immunize has been called a vaccine.
The two doses of the vaccine offer very limited protection, if any.
Es que no he reconocido ellos que me inmuniza.
Au prix de risque d'effets secondaires terribles.
An injection that, in addition to modifying the DNA,
es tan terrible que se está usando la humanidad como conejito de indias,
has other purposes far removed from what we have been told.
Su función no tiene nada que ver con alcanzar la inmunidad frente a una enfermedad vírica. Su función es otra, es una digitalización de todas las personas que sean inoculadas, ¿no?
A technology that, in order for it to work, introduces toxins into the body. Therefore, in the year of the so-called vaccine, there are more deaths than in 2020.
Il y a davantage de morts par le vaccin que de morts par le virus. C'est épouvantable.
These elites have declared war on the people, and they try to divide us through lies.
Parce que le camp d'en face commence à avoir peur que les citoyens se réunissent. Parce qu'ils savent que leur agenda est compté et que la montre tourne.
They know that if people unite and rebel, it will be their checkmate. That is why they have to deceive us.
C'est-à-dire que c'est plus difficile de reconnaître que l'on s'est fait vraiment tromper que de tromper en soi la personne.
I have bad news for you, and it's that we have been deceived. The good news is that what they are calling COVID is a consequence of putting this technology into people's bodies. The body tries to expel it. That's why they want to force you to inject yourself every 3 months.
So boosters are recommended at the latest 6 months after full vaccination, and the certificate will remain valid for a grace period of 3 months beyond this.
European citizens' money have been given by Ursula von der Leyen to these companies. These are the pages. So this is the fundamental principle, right, of democracy.
I'm sure that it's purely coincidental, but Ursula von der Leyen, in her declaration of interests, states that her husband, Heiko von der Leyen, is part of pharmaceutical biotechnology.
The wet dream of this elite is a hyper-controlled society through these inoculations.
C'est une société à la chinoise qu'on nous prépare.
In order to impose this idea of society, they eliminate the videos of the adverse effects of vaccines.
We'll be right back.
And earlier today, one of the country's top cardiologists cemented his public U-turn on COVID vaccines by publishing a 9-month peer-reviewed study into the jab's efficacy and safety. Dr. Aseem Malhotra, a global expert on health and disease, encouraged people to get vaccinated on national television in early 2021 and dismissed vaccine hesitancy as, quote, anti-vax propaganda. He was also one of the first people in the UK to be double jabbed. However, nearly 2 years on, Dr. Malhotra has now gone full circle with his study on mRNA specific COVID vaccines in the Journal of Insulin Resistance, where he sits on the editorial board, which has been praised by the likes of Dr. Renee Hodenkamp and Dr. Jay Bhattacharya. Amid a wave of increased excess deaths, myocarditis in youngsters and cardiovascular emergencies amongst people worldwide, Dr. Malhotra's reanalysis of randomized controlled trial data suggests a greater risk of suffering a serious adverse event from the COVID vaccine than the disease itself. He argues that the billions who took COVID jabs could not have possibly given informed consent because they were simply not made aware of the risks. And he says that while a case can be made that the vaccines may have saved some lives in the elderly or otherwise vulnerable group, that case seems, quote, tenuous at best in other sections of the population, including the fit, young and healthy. He is now calling for an immediate end to the global COVID vaccine program pending international independent investigation, including the release of raw trial data from vaccine makers Pfizer. So you call this, Dr. Malhotra, great to see you, by the way, you call this a pandemic of misinformation. What do you mean? Because obviously at the start, you were taken in by it.
Yeah, so it's a good question, Dan. I think to conclude from my own analysis, I think what we're dealing with now, with hindsight, is perhaps the greatest miscarriage of medical science we will witness in our lifetime.
And isn't that interesting, folks? That's a guy called Dr. Aseem Malhotra, as you obviously just saw, Malhotra, who is a total vaccine advocate. I mean, a lot of the stuff said there, you can tell this guy's right into the jab. He thinks that vaccines are really good. And even he is saying we need to throw this COVID vaccine away as far as possible. And he's calling it the pandemic of misinformation and the biggest act of medical misconduct in history. Pretty much what we've been saying ever since the beginning, folks.
Are you able to say that reassured her?
So Charlotte, I think you've raised some really important points there. So I think the first thing to say is we need to understand where this vaccine hesitancy is coming from. And when I spoke to Gurinder, I went through all of this. So the first thing is there is some clearly irrational reasoning behind why people don't want to take the vaccine, which is based upon very blatant false information that's circulating on social media.
In conclusion of both papers, there is a strong scientific, ethical, and moral case to be made that COVID-19 vaccines rollout must stop immediately until raw data has been released for fully independent scrutiny.
is COVID-19 biological warfare?
I always ask people the question, what's the first thing you must know in order to win a war? And when this question came to mind many years ago, I went out and asked people this very question. You know, I asked many people, what is the first thing you must know in order to win a war? And literally everybody got, I can't think of anybody who got the question, got to give me the right answer. Literally everybody got it wrong. Everybody would say, you must know yourself. I said, but yes, you must know yourself in order to win a war, but that's not the first thing. Then they would say, oh, okay, you must know your enemy. And I say, yeah, you must know your enemy also, but that's not the first thing. And then I would give them the answer. The first thing you must know in order to win a war is that you are in a war. If your enemy has declared war on you and you don't know that, it's not your enemy's problem, it's your problem, right? Because your enemy is going to decimate you and you're not even going to defend yourself because you don't even know you're in a war. That's exactly the situation we're in today. Now, not only that people don't know they're in a war, they don't know that they are in a holistic war. Now, what do I mean by holistic war? You are an holistic human being, right? You're a holistic entity. You have four aspects to your being. You have a physical aspect, your physiology, your physical body. You have a mental aspect, a psychological aspect. Okay, that's your mind. Then you have a social aspect, a sociological aspect, which is your relationships with people. And then you have a spiritual aspect, which is your relationship and your connection to the Creator. The attack on you is an holistic attack, right? A complete holistic attack. I've studied the global health crisis. It's not just the physical health crisis, it's the psychological health crisis also. Massive mental health problems across the world, right? That's a sociological health crisis also. People's relationships all messed up, you know, the kids with their parents, spouses, all of this, right? And with the Creator also, that connection has been broken. So people are now atheists and Satanists and humanists and secularists and all of these terms that they use, but they're not connected to the Creator any longer. And that's the attack on you, to destroy everything about your being, right? And once they've done that, then you're basically no longer really a functional human being. And this is the problem. We're sitting with a world full of, unfortunately, dysfunctional human beings, okay? And sick and disempowered human beings. That's one of the goals of the Institute mission, is to empower people. Because I realize I'm not going to make a difference as a doctor if I also don't empower my patients. Besides treating their clinical problem, their physical problem, they need to be empowered. So the attack is holistic. And this, I call this COVID-19 vaccine. Vaccines, these are biotech weapons of mass destruction. That's, if you want to have a clear description of what they are biotechnology or biotech weapons of mass destruction. They are designed to basically destroy and kill. I mean, destroy to make sick. And I actually call them this, I call them the mother of all vaccines. When I got to know about these vaccines last year, I said, this is the mother of all vaccines, the MOAV. You've heard of the MOAV, which is the mother of all bombs, which they dropped on Afghanistan, a massive bomb, right? So I said, this is the MOAV, the mother of all vaccines, okay? Because this vaccine is designed to track you, to control you, to render you ill, and to kill you. Track, control, render ill, and kill, right? If you look at the biogel hydrosensor that they're planning to put in these vaccines, I'm not sure if they're already doing it with these current batch of vaccines, but ultimately it's designed to track you, control you, make you sick, and kill you. And already people are dying. I mean, I think the death rate now in America on VAERS is that 1,200 people have died already from these COVID-19 vaccines, and thousands have been rendered ill, gone to emergency rooms and hospitalized and so forth. So to answer your question, these are definitely bioweapons. I mean, no doubt about that. And if anybody thinks they're there to help and heal humanity, they're completely deceived, completely.